All right, we'll start the Maimer. Also, Meriva Veshkoidesh. This is in the final Maimorim on Vizoy Sabrocho in Lekute Torah. So, in the first of these Maimorim of Vizoy Sabrocho begins with Also Meriva Veshkoidesh. Hashem came, Mahafia Mahar Paron, the Posik says. But also Meriva Veshkoidesh. He came from Har Paron and then also Meriva Veshkoidesh. So the idea of Rivavos is a number. 10,000 is called the Rivavos. We're going to talk about the different values, the equivalent of the different numbers. It's going to say the highest number is Rivavo. Rivavo is 10,000. Also, Meriva Veshkoidesh, he comes from the level of Riva Veshkoidesh, the highest number, which is 10,000. There's no more number in the Torah more than 10,000. You say many times 10,000, but 10,000, the Revava, that's the highest number. It's going to explain the different numbers over here. Kehine, for behold, yesh yichidois asireis meis chulu. There is singular, ones, then there is tens, asiris, tens, and then there is meis, hundreds. He's going to explain, the singular are the midos, they are singulars. Chochma bina are called tens, those are the higher. And then you have meis, which is even higher than chulu. Which he brings down, there is a way of setting up the letters, aleph beis. So you set them up by threes. You start with the letter Aleph, and you have Yud Kuf. That's be the first set, Aleph Yud Kuf. And then you go Beis Chof Reish. Beis comes after Aleph, and Chof comes after Yud, and Reish comes after Kuf. And then you have Gimel, Lamed, Shin. That's where it goes. And Dalet, not sure, that's the a system over there to count. In the Kabbalah, he brings down that, so you have Aleph is singular, that's the singulars, the Yud, those are the tens, the Kufs, those are the hundreds, and then you also have the Beis Chof Reish, I'm not sure exactly how that goes, but the Reish presumably is the Revavis, that's the 10,000, and you have the thousands also hinted in here. I'm not sure exactly. I've got to look this up. But this is Kamesha Kosuf. This is like it's written B'Sefer Shari Oira in the book Shari Oira. That's the author is Yosef N. Gigatalia. That's the name of the author of the Sefer. He brings down the different numbers, the letters. In Shar Aleph, B'Inyan over there when he discusses Meiser, U'Meiser Min HaMeiser. So Meiser is 10. A tenth, Meiser Mina Meiser, that's 100, so that's the number of 100. Also will be Inyan, and when he discusses also in the idea, say, Meyo Adnei Chosef, there were 100 sockets of silver building of the Mishkan, Ein Shom, so we have the number 100 over there. And then, Vamisper HaGodl, and the greatest number, who is the word Revava or Ribui? What's the word? Mispra Godl who?
Revava.
Revava, right?
Yeah.
Two ways. Revava. Kamesha Kosu, like the Pasuk says, Ahayi la'alfe Revava. When they were blessing Rivka before she left, so they said you should be for thousands, Revava 10,000. That's the highest number. Uksiv. Another time we find in the Pasuk, the number Revava, Ksiv Umeyo Mikem Revava Yirdefu. 100 of you will chase 10,000. So Revava is the highest number. Shein Mispar Lemaile Himenu Beloshen HaKoidesh. In Loshen HaKoidesh, there is no number which is beyond Revava. Kimashuhu Yoser Mi Revava, because that which is more than Revava, more than 10,000, Ein loy shem bifnei atzmo b'toyro. That doesn't have its own name. There's no number. There's no other number to say by itself in the Torah. Ki im, the only way shenikra kach v'kach alofne. Either we say such this how many thousands, or kach v'kach riba, how many such and such 10,000s. Ukubeshikosu, like the pasuk says, the riba vois alpha Yisrael. Again, the 10,000s, thousands of Yisrael. Uksiv. Pasuk in Yoina, he brings down harbe mishteim esrei riboy adam. So there are much more than 12,000 times 10,000 riboy adam in Yoina seif siman dalit. And velochein, and for also metzina b'mishna reish perik zayin de brachas, we find in the Mishnah in the beginning of the seventh chapter of brachas, he says b'shloisha mahu oimer. What do you say when you have three people, you're making a mezuman, and then it goes on v'chulu, what do you do when you have 10, 100, until ad beribui ma'o oimer, until, what do you say when you have 10,000? But it doesn't go any further than 10,000. Ribui is the highest number. V'hine iksiv, the pasuk says, v'yiyu chaye sara, the life of sara war, me'yoshono, the esrim shana, the sheva shana. So you have the number 100, and you have the number 20 shana shana, and then you have 7 years. So by the sheva it says shanim in a plural. By the esrim and by the meyu it says shana. Over there it says sheva shana. Sheva because seven represent ubchinas sheva midas hal yonis. That is the seven supreme midas. Shebeposik lecho havaye hagedula, which are in the posik lecho Hashem hagedula, chulu adav amlocha, until the Ebrus that we say the Ebrus is the gedula, until the posik amlocha. Those are basically the seven spheres that we have, which are hinted in this posik. Shamidis, why do we say shonim, because they're plural, because they are distinct, they're separate, each one of the midas, there's seven. Shamidas, hebibchinas is chalkus hamadregis zumizu. The midas are in a level of separation of the steps one from the other. They're different levels. Sharia chesed vehagvuris hemidas negdim. They are the emotions, the traits of chesed, kindness, and strictness are opposite emotions. So they're separate. Here, not only separate, but they're opposite. I'm trying to bring out how separate they are. That's why it says, that's why it says sheva shonim in loshon rabim in the plural. As opposed to chokhma bina, nemar aleihem, over there it says esrim shono. Chokhma bina, each one is represented by 10. Chokhma is 10 and bina is 10. Together it's esrim. But even though it's esrim, it's still shono, loshen yochid. It says a loshen of shono, loshen yochid. Kihain trein the lemis parshi, because chokhma bina are like two friends that never separate, so they always go together. So it's like one. Kimoi, as for example, derech moshul be'odom, a person, by way of example, k'shemevin ha'halocha al-yidei koyach ha'seichel shabai, a person understands a halocha using his intellect, the powers of intellect, shabai memeila nichlo b'zeh chokmo, b'terech koyach ha'seichel shabai, Memela nichlo b'zeh chokhmah bina, so memela it's included in both chokhmah bina. V'ayim b'zoyer parshas chayisora daf chuvchov gimul amad aleph. Hinei a koponim muvam izeh. So what do we understand from this? Shamidis kol midah irak b'chinas yichidis. The midah is every midah is one, is a singular, is one. Sheva is shonim, is separate. Sharei sheva midas. Shebeposik nikra sheva shonim, because these seven midas in the posik are called seven shonim plural, separate. And in Cain, kol mida hinim nisrak lebchinas achas. So each measure, each emotion, each mida, each measure is only counted for one. Is only one. Hashenkin haseichel, but by the seichel lebchinas hasiris. Over there we call it. It's in the levels of tens. The seichel is the tenth. The chokhmah bina. Each one is 10, and together is 20. Why sharei chokhmah bina nikra esrim shana? Over there we call it esrim shana loshen yochad. Vatamhu, why is it? Ki kidei sheyiye gilu hamidas mehaseichel. In order for it to be a revelation from the midos, from the seichel reveals through the intellect. You reveal the midos. There's a process. First, you understand it intellectually, and from that understanding, you create an emotion. So there is a big jump. There's a big descent from the way it is in the seichel. And then the way the seichel becomes the impact and influences the midos. And there's a big gap over there, so you can't have the entire seichel come down into the midos. There's only 10% of it, or one part of it that comes down. So, ki kidei sheyiyeh gila hamidos mehaseichel, in order for it to be the revelation of midos from seichel, so it's not possible that from the oir should come from the entire seichel into the midah. Can't come the whole thing because that is way too higher. It can only come from a tenth from the seichel. Like it's known, she'ein areich haseichel hamislabish b'hamidus, that there's really no relationship, or it's infinitely no comparison between the seichel hamislabish b'hamidus, that part of the intellect which dresses up in the emotions, liyas tam u'meichin l'midah, to become a reason and a meichin and an intellect for the emotion. If we compare that legabe atzmis haseichel, mashein eshaichlem is to the level of the essence of the seichel, which is not yet related to the midas. Va'ayin mashekosuv mizeh bedibra maschel, so we can only get a tenth from it. Va'ayin mashekosuv mizeh bedibra maschel posi legani ubeposik es korboni lachmi shezehu inyan gidim hamichabrim. I guess the idea of the moichin that comes down to the midos are like the sinews, like the veins, the sinews that connect the bones with the flesh. The flesh over here would be the level of chokhmah bina. The bones would be the level of the emotion. And to connect the bosom with that somis, that's the gidim einshom. Lachain, and because for this reason, kol mida hibchinas asiris shebeseichel. So therefore, it's only a tenth of the seichel. That's why we call them each one ten, because as it relates to the emotions, they're only like 1/10% from it. Val derech ze iso beinyan shem kale. Similar, we say with regards to the name kale, which is called shuhun hira. The Chochmasa. That is the shine of Chochma. What does it mean, Nihira? The Shem Kale is the way Chochma comes down to Midis. And the Sfiris is the way, the level Sfiris HaChochma, as it comes down to Midis, that's the Shem Kale. Hainu, Masha Chochma Bino Me'irim Be'idis, Midis. That which the Chochma Bino, they shine in Midis. Kamesha Kosuv, like the pasuk says, Chesed Kale, the Chesed of Kale of Hashem of Kale, which means that the Kale gives to the Chesed from the level of Chochmah Bina. V'hu Meiser, And that is a tenth. Me'oishiyos yesh. Kale is 31. Yeah, kale is 31, named kale. So the letter kale, 31, is a tenth from the letters of yesh. Yesh is 310. 31 is 10% of 310. So what is 310? 310 represents Chochmah. Because Knei Chochmah, Knei Bina, when we're talking about Knei Chochmah, acquire Bina, is Gematria Yesh, that equivalent to 310. Kufnun Hei, each one is a 155. 155 times 2, right? Knei is 155 is 310. The two Kneis, the Knei is 155, and another Knei is 55. One is for Chochmah, one is for Bina. So the 155, one is Matri Yesh. So we see that Chochmah and Bina are called Yesh. And Kale is 31, is 10% from Levul Knei. V'hu b'chinas malchus shebechokhma. What percentage, since it's 10% kale, so in chokhma, that's the malchus. The malchus shebechokhma is what comes down to the chesed. Uke moshe kosev b'mokom achar al posik, lefonai l'netzer kale, before me there was no kale, ayim b'zeir kedeshim, daf pivov, seif amad alef. Okay. So we know midos are 10%. What comes down from the level of Chochmah is 10% from what is really in Chochmah. And now he's going to say the same thing is Chochmah is 10% from Kesef, from what comes higher. Bine HaSeichel Shu Chochmah Bina, Seichel, which is Chochmah Bina, Hu Gamkein Asiris Milmailu Min HaSeichel HaNikras B'chinas Meya. That's also 10% from above the seichel, which is called Meir. V'zehu inyan sh'omer razal. So this is the inyan, what our sages tell us. That k'mosei shel odom harishon hayo mei amah. That the height of odom harishon was 100 amah. Represented by that word harishon is higher than chokhmah. And therefore, Chochmah is only 10, and it's 10% from the 100, which is higher than Chochmah bin. V'hine, l'maylum ha-seichel yesh gamke b'chines harba. When we talk about higher than seichel, there is many levels. There is nefesh, ruach, u'neshama, v'chaye yichida. When we talk about within the nefesh, in the human soul, you have nefesh, ruach, and neshama, chulu, and chay yichida. So you have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayin. So those are the three, machshav, adib, those are the inyan of ishtalshlo, that's in the seichel, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And then you have a chay yichida, heim lemayla ma seichel. And the two levels of the neshama of chay yichida, they're above seichel. V'neged, hey, b'chines, naran chay yichida, to correspond to these five levels of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay yichida, heim hey, b'chines, ha'anal, so over there you have the five different levels that we mentioned before, because we were talking about yichidas, not singulars, we're talking about asirios, those are 10, we're talking about meyos, hundreds, we're talking alofim is thousands, and we're talking about the Revavis, which are 10,000. Kibchinas Nefesh. So, in the level of Nefesh, which is the lowest, is Mekabel Rak Mebchinas HaAsiris Sheberuach. That gets a 10% of Ruach. And Balderech Zeh HaRuach Mebchinas HaNeshama Chulu. And similar, the Ruach gets to the Neshama. So it goes always 10%. Meyas alof and above us. So 1,000 is 10% of 10,000. Meis is 10% from 1,000, and Asiris is 10% from 100, and 1 is 10% from 10. So it goes up. Singulars, tens, hundreds, a thousands, and 10,000. But there was I must cause me there. So behine bechinas rotzen elyon hu lemaylo masechul v'chokma. So he brought from the nefesh, but you're talking about the supreme will, the Eibshus rotzen, which is higher than chokma hu lemaylo masechul v'chokma. And right now, it looked like we were talking about the nefesh, ruach, and neshama are the part of ishtalshulus. That's chokhma, the chokhma of midos, and we have the level of chaya yichida. So to correspond, the rotzon ha'elyon also has two levels, like corresponding to chaya yichida. V'yesh b'zeh gam kei b'chinas rotzon v'chefetz. So in the rotzon is higher than Seichel Chochma, but it has two levels. Yesh v'gamkein, just like by the nefesh, there is two levels of Chai Yechida. Over here, there's also Beis Mechines, two levels. It has Rotzin v'Chefetz. Rotzin, wanting. There's wanting and desire. What's the difference between Rotzin and Chefetz? Rotzin hu b'li tam b'tainuk. That's what I want. There's no reason. There's no pleasure. The basis of it is just a wish. It's not revealed. We don't know why. Like we use the language in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Shtoik kach olo b'machshava chulu." Be silence. That's the way it went up in my mind. The Eibishter says, I was arguing with the Eibishter, and the Eibishter says, when Moshe Rabbeinu argues the Eibishter, how come? And the Eibishter says, "Shtoik, be silent." This is the way it went up in my mind. There's no reason for that. That's the level of Rotzen. V'chefetz, but then you have Chefetz, another, that's the desire. U'bevchinas tam v'taynuk. That's already in a level where there is reason and there is pleasure. V'ayim ha'shekosu mizeh b'biyur al-posik. V'eyye etzlei omen. Gabei, over there in the Maimer Gabi David Zmiris Karislu. David calls it Zmiris. Vizou Inyan, and this is the idea that the pasuk it says Vinoitzer Chesed La Alofi. The Noitzer, you have Chesed La Alofi, the number 1,000 from Noitzer Shemibchinas Noitzer, which is Oisius Rotzen, the level of Noitzer, that's the same spelling letters as Rotzen. From the level of Rotzin Nimshech Umispashet Bechinas Alofim. So over there you get and expands the level of Alofim, of 2,000. What is the 2,000? Alef Chachochma, Alef Chabina. So from Rotzin you get Alofim, you get 1,000, you get Chachma Bina from the level of Rotzin. Balderech Zeh, and similar, Amr Razal, HaToyra Kodmo Alpaim Shona Lo'ilum. The Torah is 2,000 years before the world. V'ayim HaShikosu Me'inyan Lo'alofim B'dibur HaMaschil Mareyim HaSeyem and V'ayim B'Pri Yitzchayim Shara Shabbos Perikhez Be'inyan Yismach Moshe says, Elef Chalokim Shel Oir Chulu Ein Shom. Moshe Rabbeinu received the 10,000 levels of Oir. So basically, we have the level of Alofim, which is the level of Rotzin, which is higher than Tam. And then you have the level of Chav Chefetz, which is the level of Tam. That's why David called it Zmiris, meaning it was a joy, it was a song, there's reason over there. Hine, Nevur b'mokam achar, It's explained elsewhere. Shonu roim al derech moshel be'odom. We see by way of example by a person. Shahatainug hu hanimshach mispashet ba'arichus v'hisrachvus. That when the person is delight, enjoys, extends and expands at length and very wide, ubribu yeser mikol keiches hanefesh, and more, a lot more than any of the other powers of the soul. The power of the pleasure of the soul is expanded beyond any of the other keiches hanefesh. We see that the level of tainug affects all powers of the person. Because delight there is in seeing and hearing, and all the person's qualities in intellect and emotion, always there's the idea of delighting in it. The essence, the light that one gets through seeing is different, is another style than the essence of the delight that he has when he hears. Kimoy, for example, menigun uklei zemer, from a song or instruments. If a person hears an instrument, it's a different kind of a delight than the delight that you get from seeing something. Same thing is when you enjoy some idea. Then it's its own category of delight. The delights are different. Similar to this, there is many multiple types of tainugim, the very different pleasures. Pleasures comes down on all the different levels. And it's known that the entire tainug that we have below is only that what fell from the shviras hakelim. And that's why Gan Eden utainig ein ketz. And that's why, because it comes really from a very high place, but with the tainig here of shviras hakelim, but Gan Eden is an infinite, because it comes to how the infinite tainig, as we say from the Gemara that the Alter Rebbe always brings down, umutav de ledainichul. It's better that Elisha ben Avi, he'll be judged. At least he should be able to come to Gan Eden. So that's how much Gan Eden is valued. V'neida the Gan Eden urak ora ba'alma, and Gan Eden is just merely a ha'ora of the real thing. So still, we see how powerful the level of timing is. So therefore, along this idea, we understand that when we talk about the shine and the expansion of the supreme tainug, is nikro revava. We call that 10,000. Legabe bechinas rotzin haores harotzin shubechinas la'alofim. That's called rotzin. Is called thousands. And the chayfetz, the tainug, is called 10,000. Kihu rav v'nayli yoyser, because that's so much greater. At to the extent shebechinas asiris shebetainug, that there is a tenth of the level of tainukul. It's only one tenth of the tainug. The level of rotzin is 10%, is 1,000, because it's a 10% of the tainug, which is much greater than it. And this is what the pasuk says, va'atik yoimin yosef chulu, and he says elef alofim yisham shuni. So it says 1,000 times 1,000 serve me, v'ribu rivovon, and 10,000 times kadamayin yukuv, and stand up for me. Ki mibchinas atik yoimin, from the level of Atik Yoy Meshu, Mekor Chai Mekor HaTainug, from the level of Mekor Chai Mekor HaTainug, Azai, so from that level, so Gam, Mashenim Shechom Ispashet, Mimenu Ha'orah Ba'almo, Bebchinas Yishamshuni, also that which expands from Atik Yoy Meshu, from the level of Chaim and Tainug, the source of Tainug, what comes out, and even when we talk about Yishamshuni, Vekamod Moyikumun is only who bebchinas elef alofim beribiribov. So that is in the level of 10,000 ribiribov. And why? Because it comes from the level of Tainug. Since it comes from the level of Tainug, and Tainug is no limit, so therefore, it comes down in a way, Elf Alofim Rivavim, not even though it's only Ha'ore, because we're talking Yishamshuni, or Kadmo Yikum, those who stand up before me, and it's not the essence of Atik Yoyim and Tainag itself, it's still Nispashe to that extent. Kumashikosu Bidra Rabbah, as it says in Idra Rabbah, Inyan Ribu Ha'almim Begalgalta Yosvin, the multitude of worlds that sit in the skull, that's Keser, that's the Atik Yoimim, and it talks over there that is Tresar Alfi Ribu Omim, talks about 13,000 times 10,000 of world. So Gamkin Inyan, this is also the idea of Halleluhu Kerev Gudlay. Praise him to Kerev Gudlay. So, Vihine Soro. We're talking about Vahi Chai Soro, bringing down this pasuk. So Soro b'chinas Matroniso, b'chinas Malchus. You know what? Maybe we leave it over here. V'hinei Soro b'chinas Matroniso, b'chinas Malchus. Soro is in the level of Matroniso. That is the level of a queen. The pasuk that we quoted before, the Meyoshono, the Esrim Shana, the Sheva Shanim, the various different numbers, and we said that 100 was 10 times as much as the, which is Chochmah Ubina, and that was 10 times as much as the Hamshocha that comes through Zoh, and then even less to Malchus, which I mean, the Zoh is the ones, and then you have the tens, and then you have the hundreds, and then you have the thousand, and you have the 10,000. So, but in the Pasuk it says, Vayiyu Chaye Soro Meyo Shono. That means that the Soro is in the level of Meyo Shono. It says, Visoro Hu Bechinas Matruniso Bechinas Malchus. Soro is the level of Matruniso, which is the level of Malchus. Umikoidem nikras Sorai. First, she is referred to as Sorai. Sorai would mean Loshun Odin Shali, my master, Sorai, Bli Hispashtus, without expansion. So that means it's still limited to Shali, Odin Shali. And then, Ba'achar kach nasis soro l'chol ha'olam. And then she becomes soro, which is for all of the world. So first it was limited to being only my master. And then it becomes a master to all the worlds, which is Malchuscho, Malchus Kol Eilam. That the kingdom, the level of Malchus, comes down and becomes a Malchus for Kol Eilam. So, Kedei Li Yois Hahis Pashtus Lemato Yoiser, in order for it to be expanded even lower, so you need to bring down the power for that hamshocha coming to, from a higher place. V'lochein nitan lo oishei. So that's why Sarai was given the lois hey. Instead of Sarai, she became Sara. Shehu koyach hispashtus loyedach v'reichav. That is the power for expanding to the length and the width. So basically, you have Malchus first just for itself. That is the level of Sarai. And then when Sarai needs to be Mashpia later on in Biyah to come down further, then it needs to become Sarah, because that hay comes from above to give Sarai the koyach to become Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Elomim, that's from the level of Malchus to be Mashpia lower. V'ayin Mashakosu b'inyan hey davrom. Bedibra maskil hine Avram chulu, va'ayim bezoihar parshas Balak daf kuf tzadik aleph amid aleph. So over there it says like this: as the Eidus garmo, it says she's become very small. Umayihu, what is that small yud? That is little yud chulu. Ad till over there it says further in the Zohar is banias, once it gets built. The is avidos and it gets made chulu. Hey, kil kimele kadmen chulu. Then it becomes the hey like it was before. So basically, it shows you that the letter yud is the letter of tzimtzum. That's the level of becoming small as edes garmo. That's when the level of malchus, like when the moon, which is represents malchus, becomes small. And then when it gets built up till it gets full, that becomes a hay, kimil kadmin, ayin shom, v'nizbayir b'mokim achar. So, mizeh yuvon, inyan sorai b'yud, v'sorai b'hay. From this we can understand the idea when we have sorai with a yud, and we have sorai with a hay. The yud is when sorai is in the level of tzimtzum. And the hay is when sorai is expanded, you get that extra hay. Hine, he says, Chaye Sora. This is the pasuk where we talk about the various different numbers. So Chaye Sora, it says, Vayu Chaye Sora, Meyeshona. So therefore, Chaye Sora, Humibchinas, that is from the level of Meyo. That is the level of Meyo, 100. Zohu inyan, this is also the idea that we say Chayiv Odom Levorich Meyo Brachas B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to make 100 brachas every day. Because this is the idea of the Meyo, of the Chayi Soro, that's the same idea, level of Meyo. And V'lochin Amru Razal, that's why our sages say, Al tikra ma elameyo. The Gemara says, on the Pasuk, V'atom ma Hashem elekecha shoyul mi'imoch, the Gemara says, not ma, but meyo. The Ebishter wants us to make the meyo brachas. Al tikra ma elameyo. The Hainu, what does this mean? Shaha malchus, nikra ma, nikra as ma. Malchus is called ma. Umam shichim bo, and then this is tikra ma, because that's umam shichim bo mibchinas meyo, and you draw down into it from the level of meyo shuhu bichinas keser, which is level of keser. 100 is keser, and ma is malchus, and because when we want it should be from ma to be mashpia lower, ma has to become, get the extra hay, has to get the mayor, has to get the name Sora in order to be Mamshik. So that's why it's no longer Ma, but it becomes mayor. Shekidei liyas ispashtus lemato. In order for it to be expanding below, tzorich liyas hamshocha milmailo kinau, it has to be a coming down from above, like mentioned earlier. Okay. So, how high does the hashpoa come from? This hamshocha is only from the level of meyo.
not higher than Meir. Aval b'chinas ha-toyro shorsho hum b'chinas sidivi vois. Here we're talking about the level of Meir is the level of Keser, is the level that comes down to Malchus, which is the level comes down to Sora. But by the Torah we say also Merive Vais Kodesh. That's the pasuk that we're quoting over here in Zeis Abrocha, that the Torah's root comes from the level of Revavis 10,000, which is much higher than the Meir. Shalomailo Mailo Mibchinas Madregas Meir, which is much higher than the level and Meir. So over there it's the level also Merivavis. Vizahu inyan merivavis kodesh. That is merivavis kodesh. This is in order for Torah to be able to bring down all the mitzvahs in the dvorim gashmim. Umishom davke yuchal hamshich veleded gam lemat bedvorim gashmim. From there, you can able to draw down and to descend also below into physical matters like sukkah, utfilin, chulu. So in order for Malchus to come down, you need the level of Keser, the level of Meya. But in order for the Torah to come down in physical matters, over there you need to come from the level also Merivaveshkai, the level of Revav. V'ayin mashakosuf seif divra hamaschil, hinei Abraham. So over there is also the word revivim comes from the lashon of revavot, same idea, same shodesh. So asher revivim zehu inyan hamshocha mibchinas revivis kodesh. When it says Rivivim Ali Esav, that is the Hamshacha from the level of Rivivis Kodesh. So basically, Chayis or Meyeshono, that's the level of Keser to bring down Malchus in Biyah. And in order to bring down the Torah into Gashmis, the Kemitzvahs, it comes to the level of Rivav. Rivivis Kodesh. Also, Rivivis Kodesh. Vahainu, Kichayis or Shuhu Inyan Ispashtus Chayis or Elamas. Because when we talk about Chai Yisora, which is the idea of Ispashtus Oilamas, such as the Pasuk says, Ve'ato Mechayes Kulom, or Malchus Cho Malchus Kol Elomim, Hashem gives life to everything, or Hashem's Malchus is the Malchus of Kol Elomim. Hine, Shoedesh Hamshocha Zu, the root of this Hamshocha, to come down to that level, is Nikra, that's called Yichud Chitzoni is the Chochma Ubina. That is a union of the externality of Chochma Ubina, which is Ayin V'yesh. To connect the level of Ayin with Yesh, the level of Chitzoni is the Chochma Ubina, Avalai de Toiro Mitzvah, so that's the Yichud of, they're both Yichud of Chochma Ubina, that brings down lower the level of Torah, but normally when it comes to Malchus only, so when it comes to Malchus only, you with me? I don't know, how long I missed you for a while? Avala de Toiro Mitzvahs Nimshech Mibchinas Yichud Pnimi the Chochma Bina. Over there comes the inner Yichud of Chochma Bina. Shoydesh Hamshocha Zu, the root of that Hamshocha, is Mibchinas Atik Ve'Ein Sof Mamish. That comes from the level of Atik and Ein Sof Mamash. Well, derech ze yesh lemar, and we can also say similar to this idea, bringing down from the higher level, from the level of Atik, Inyan, Marav Tufcho, the idea of Marav Tufcho, Asher Tzofanto, L'Reyecho. Rav is from the Loshon Revovo that we're talking about, so that you get the level of Rav, Kirav Revovo Inyan Echot. It's one thing, so that's Sofanto L'Reyecho, means that it comes from this higher level, level of Atik. V'zehu Shekosu, also the Pasuk says Rav Polim, also Loshon Rav, Loshon Revove. V'ayin ma Shekosu v'al Pasuk, Zecher Rav Tuvcho Yabiyu. So over there is also the Loshon of Rav. So over there it says, Sheyisoyd the Arich Anpin. Over there it says that the Yisoid of Arich Anpin, the level of Yisoid is called the Mashpia. So the Yisoid of Arich Anpin, the Hainu B'chinas Hashpo, Nikro Rav Tuvcho. That is called, the Yisoid of it is called Rav Tuvcho, V'lochein, and that's why, Deiris Horishonim, Yodom Horishon Ad Noyach, that's why the first generation from Adam Arishon until Noach herichu yomim b'yoser. They had a long, very long life because they came from the level of Arich Ampin, from the level of Rav Tuvcho. V'hainu l'fishen nimshach oz mibchinas Arich Ampin, because then it was extended from the level of Arich Ampin. K'meshekosu b'zer chelik alav daf lamed zayin omid beis. But afterwards, v'achakach ksiv, later on it says, v'hoyu yom of meyo v'esrim shono. Then it's going to be meyo v'esrim shono. V'hainu al derech mashikosu v'yiyu chayisore meyo shono chulu. Over there also, just the level of meyo, which is not the level of rav, not the level of revova, not the level of mor, but the level of meyo. Because the yuvon, also from all this we can understand Gamkin Inyan V'Rav Shloim Banoich. What is the idea of Rav also Shloim Banoich? Hasholim B'Divichulu V'Divra Maschul Chobanoich has explained it. Achim Kol Zeh Hagilui V'Ham Shocha Ato Ha'idei HaToiro Mivchina Sriva V'Sanal. Notwithstanding that we get from the level Toiro, we get from the level of Rivava this revelation. And this Hamshacha that comes now through Torah from the level of Revavis, but yet, and we said that that's the level of also, that's the level of Pnimis. You know, the Yichud Pnimis, he said before, but Revavis now, Hurak va'oso, Loshin Targum. It says, va'oso, well, we get it, but we use the language of the Targum's translation. Not like Ubo. Ubo would be the Hebrew word instead of va'oso. So we use the Lashon of the Oso, which is the language of the Targum. And Targum Shuhu B'chinas Achurayim, which is the level of back, the hind. So it's not direct. So while we get the level of Rivavais Kodesh, but we get it in the way of Oso, we get it in the way of Targum, in the way of the back. Ki taim e Torah Shuhu Pnimisa Torah, because the reasons for Torah, which is the inner part of Torah, Loin is Gala Adayin, has not yet been revealed. This is going to be in the future. Zehu Inyan Shenemar. In the future, we'll get the Pnimius, we'll get the Torah the way in its full level, but that's going to be in the future. It says in the Pasuk, Yishakeni Menishikis Piu. He will kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. The Knesset Yisrael say the Eibishter will kiss us with the Knesset, with the kiss of his mouth. Is bechinas neshikin, that is the level of a kiss, is his dapkus rucha berucha, that is the cleaving, the connection of spirit to spirit, bechinas hevel. That's in the level of ear, shuhu his galus pnimis tamater. Then will be the revelation of the inner reasons of Torah. That will be not the oso, not Aramaic, but that will be a hevel behevel, that will be the ear, the mouth to mouth, will get directly in a level of nishikin, in a level of revelation of the pnimius inside. The hevel comes from the inside, which is the revelation of the pnimius atoira. Aval ato, but right now, hurak bevchinas achurayim. Right now it's achurayim, but also chulu. Also, it comes down a commission of uher barichas, a posik teretziv, as explained in at length in the posik teretziv. Vizehu, that's why it says further in the posik, but also merivi veis kodesh, then it says vizorach meseir lomoy. Zorach meseir lomoy, shurak bevchinas sairis. That Zorach Meseir means that it gets only in a way, in a level of Sairis, which is Moisrei Mechen. Sairis is means it's sort of the leftover of the Mechen. The hairs of a person, for example, are not directly connected with the moichin, but only with leftover of the moichin. That's why you can cut the hair, and the person doesn't feel any pain, as opposed to cutting part of the body. Over there, it's connected directly. But when we say the hair, it means that it's only a leftover. It's sort of external. Kenoide begashmis is known physically. Shahasaitis einom mehus hamoyach. It's not from the essence of the mayach shechotchin oisoyve einem argish klal, because you can cut the hair and it doesn't feel at all. Ukmaykein lemaylo, and likewise above. Also, this is also like the hair. We call it the neivleis chokma shelemaylo is toira. The leftover of chokma of above is toira. So toira is like the hairs of the Chochmah of Hashem, but it's not the essence of the Mahus. That's the Pnimis HaTorah that will be Nisgala in the future, but right now we don't have the level of the essence of Torah. We only have the Nevelis of Chochmah, we have the Sidus of Torah. So the Efshel Lemer Gamkin, we can also possibly say, Shizohu Inyan Gimel Madregis, this is the three levels that we have: Bracha, Kedusha, and Yichud. So we know the word Mavir Yabik. Yabik is Yud Beis Kuf, but we have the level of Bracha. By Yaakov it says Bracha, and we have the level of Kedusha, and we have the level of Yichud. It's going to explain. Bahainu. Kibracha, zo inyan meye bracha. So bracha is 100, because there's 100 brachas. Ubchinas, that's the same level of ayu chayisora meyoshona. Kinal, this is like we said before. Okay. Vuinyan habracha, what is the idea of bracha? Bibchinas, va'atom chayis kolom. The bracha is that you give, vitalize everything, and the level of malchus comes down to vitalize everything. That is the level of bracha, which comes from the level of meyeshona, from keser down to malchus. Aval kedusha, but kedusha hu amshocha mebchinas rivivis kodesh. Over there is kedusha is also rivivis kodesh. That's why it's the level of kedusha. Al yidei through what asher kedushonu b'mitzvaysof. The Eibishter made the level of kedusha rivivis kodesh kedushonu. That's the kedusha in mitzvahs. Shu Hamshochas Soiv of Kulama, which is Hamshochas Soiv Kulama. So that is the two levels, the level of Bracha and Kedusha. What's the level of Yichud? Because this is only Elisha Mekomakim, but still, this level is only the level Kedushin Hu Adayin. Elisha Mekomakim, Kedushin Hu Adayin, the Rag Bechinas Erisin. When you betroth, it's only the level of Edusin. Who bechinas va'osa. That is the level of va'osa, like we said before, in a level of Aramaic, which is not direct, which is not full. So that's the level of va'osa. Avol ha'yichud. But then you have the level of yichud, who hamshocha bechinas pnimius. That's already marriage. That's already a full connection. That's the level of pnimius. That's going to be lost in love, but that's the level of yichud. Gam yesh leimar. We can also say, explain what's the level of yichud. Ki hine yesh b'rivavis kodesh. That there is the level of rivavis kodesh, also b'rivavis kodesh. Avol im kolze the ma'ilu ma'ilu mezeh hu b'chinas. Much higher than that. This is still, it's a big number. It's rivavis, 10,000s. But there is a higher level which is not numbered at all, which is ant huchad beloy bechushban, that there is no cheshbon at all, which is zehu inyan yichud. That's the idea of yichud. The hainu, that is lahamshich gilui oirin sov baruchu yochidu miyuchad, that is to bring down the revelation of the oirin sov baruchu, who is only yochid and miyuchad, which is chad v'lo b'chushman, he's one without a cheshman, liyes v'nigla kvedava yechulu, that there shall be revelation of the glory of Hashem, ayin b'ayin yiru. So that's talking about the higher level, that's the level of yichud, which is the level of not numbered at all, that's v'lo b'chushman at all. B'ayin b'pardes b'erkya kinuyim. Be'erich Yabik, over there in the Pardes, in the Erich Yabik, and as I said before, Yabik is the Yichud, Brachot, and Kedusha. The Rashi Meira Eira is Gimel, Sif Samach Vav, Ube'is Yud, Sif Chav Gimel, Ubraim Hem, Neparshish Mishpatim, Daf Kuf Yud, Vav, Sreif Omed Aleph, and Kuf Yud Tes Aleph, Ube'parshish Pekudei, Daf Reish Samach Beis Aleph, Ubaramas, Parshish Teitze, Daf Reish Ayin Zayin, Aleph b'dibur hamaschil u'mevorech bo v'ayim ha'shekosu b'zeh sev dibur hamaschil inyan ha'nesochim v'ayim ha'shekosu v'ed me'inyan brocho g'dusha pi ma'shekosu b'zeh r'cheli gimel parshas bolok davkuf tzadik beis omet beis b'posik baruchu Hashem malochov. So over there it's interesting. So what does it say over there? There's a difference between brocho and g'dusha. By the level of bracha, we say, Baruchu Hashem Malachav Chulu. The Malachim are able to bench Hashem. Aval Kodesh, but when they say Kodesh, Lo Yismaser Loin Bil Chudayu. It has not been given over to them by themselves, that they themselves cannot do the level of bracha, Elo Behadi Yisrael, only together with the Yidden. The Loi Mekachi Kedusha, Elo Behadi Yisrael. When the Yidden say Kodesh, 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 we have to, first the Yidden have to say Kedusha. So the level of Bracha, the Malachim can do on their own, and this is they need the Yidden to do the Kedusha. But the Gemara Niskar, and the Gemara, it's mentioned the Inyan, also Medivivis Kodesh, also Medivivis, this is what we're explaining over here. So the Gemara, it's in Chagiga, Dafte Zayin, or Medalev. So the Gemara says, also, it's Gemara says, Ois hu berevava shaloi. Also comes from the Loshon Ois. The Gemara Chagiga says, it's a letter. One letter of the Eberster, of Hashem's name, is in the 10,000 of the Revava, and all the angels, and all the multitude over there. It's one letter. V'cheinu berabiz b'shir ha'shirim seif parshas ma'ad doidech. So yesh loymar ha'pirush. So what is the meaning? Ki inyan shenemar, like kinyan ma'am razal berabiz say, rabiz say der mikeitz parshas tzav, tzadik, parshas tzadik. Over there it says like this, kedoshim tiyu. The pasuk says you should be holy. So he says, yochel kamoini. Maybe you might think it's like the kedush of the Eibishter. Talmud Loimar, that's why the Pasuk says, no, ki kodesh ani, that no, that it's Hashem is Kedusha, I am holy, which means that Kedushosi, lemaile mekedushaschem, my holiness is greater than yours, when his barim is a makom achar, explained elsewhere. So, v'aderech zeh yesh loimar, similar we can say in our case, ki merivavis kodesh zehu b'chinas kedoshim tiyu. The idea of Rivavis Kodesh, that's the level of Kedoshim Tiyu. That's the level also by Rivavis Kodesh, there's a level of Kedoshim. Sharizem Amshichem Alidei HaToyra. Toyra can bring down that level of Kedusha. Amnon b'chinas ois hu b'rivav shaloi. This higher level of ois hu b'rivav shaloi. Zo b'chinas kedushos ilo ma'ilam kedushas ha. That is the Eves Kedusha, which is beyond the Kedusha. And that's Ulamailo, Mailo, Gam, Ibchinas, Rivavis Kodesh. This is also higher and higher than the level of Rivavis Kodesh. That's Oishi, as he says, Oishi be Tzvokishaloi. Gam, Ibchinas, Rivav Kodesh. Ki Antuchat, Lubchushban, because this is one, not a Cheshm, but Derech Zanemar, Litvnose, and Mispar. So there is no counting over there. That's the level of the kedushos ilamayim kedushaschem. That's the oisi business. That is legabe dover she'en begeder misper, something which is not defined by numbers. Shovim harivavis im haachedim. So 10,000 with thousands and with tens is the same thing, because it's bligvul legabe no unlimited number. Something which is not defined by number. Which number, the highest number and no number, don't make a difference. They're all the same. Zohu va'atik yoimin Yosef. This is what the what says in the pasuk. Atik yoim Yosef. Aleph alufim yishamshuni v'ribu rivav kadmoi yikumun. That before me, aleph alufim v'ribu rivav kadmoi yikumun. Meaning that this is a large number of the thousands in the Ribu Rivoven, that before Hashem there is lechayr, it means it's ein mispar, that is not the Surman, the Ebster is ein mispar. Bezehu inyan ois hu betoich Rivov Rivvis Kodesh. Ois that ois hu is one ois in the Rivvis Kodesh. The Gemara Chagiga says, but Abis Shira Shirim Shom ba'ayin oid mi inyan. Also, Merivivis, the Zoyer Chelik Beis, and Shmeis Gimel Aleph, and Truma Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Okay, so this, let me just.